Chapter 5. Performing for the Crowds. The farmer had a 9-year-old daughter who began to take care of me. She had a cradle for one of her dolls, and she hung this cradle inside her wardrobe for me to sleep in, to be safe from the rats. Her name was Glumdalclitch, and she gave me the name of Grildrig. She made little clothes for me and gave me lessons every day in the language of her country. She was very kind to me, and I was only able to survive in that country because of her care and affection towards me. It now began to be known in the neighborhood that my master had found a strange animal in the field, smaller than a mouse, but exactly shaped like a human creature, which acted like a person, seemed to speak in a little language of its own, had already learned several words of their language, walked on 2 legs like a human being, was friendly and gentle, would come when it was called, and would do what it was asked to do. Another farmer who lived nearby and was a good friend of my master came to visit in order to find out if this story was true. I was immediately put upon the table, where I walked as I was commanded, pulled out my sword, put it away again, bowed to my master's guest, and asked him how he was doing, just as Glumdalclitch had instructed me. My master's friend was a great miser, which was later proven by the terrible advice he gave my master, to show me as a sight on a market day in the next town. Glumdalclitch, my little nurse, told me about it. She held me close and cried sadly, for she was afraid something bad would happen to me, and she thought it would be humiliating for me to be shown to the public for money. She said that her mother and father had promised I would be hers, but now they were treating her like they had the year before when they had given her a lamb. As soon as it was fat, they sold it to a butcher. My master, following the advice of his friend, took me in a box the next market day to the neighboring town, along with his daughter. The box had a little door in the side for me to go in and out, and a few holes in the top to let in air. We stopped at an inn, and I was placed upon a table in the largest room. My nurse stood on a stool near the table to take care of me and tell me what to do. My master allowed only 30 people at a time to see me. I walked around the table as the girl commanded. She asked me questions with words she knew I understood, and I answered in as loud a voice as possible. I turned around to the whole crowd, bowed to them, and made some speeches I had been taught. I took out my sword and moved it about in the air and drank some wine out of a small cup. That day I was shown to 12 different groups of people, always going through the same actions, till I was nearly dead from tiredness. Those who had seen me gave such wonderful reports about me to the rest of the people in the town that crowds were nearly breaking down the doors to come in. My master announced publicly that he would show me again the next market day. On the return home, I was so tired after entertaining the crowds for 8 hours straight that I could hardly stand or speak. But I didn't have any rest at home, for all the neighbors from 100 miles around, hearing about me, came to see me at my master's house. I was busy every day of the week, all day long. My master had discovered how much money he could make for me and decided to travel around with me to all the biggest cities of the country. Glumdalclitch came with us, carrying me in a box tied around her waist. We spent 10 weeks traveling, and I was shown in 18 large towns. Finally, we reached the capital city. My master rented a room not far from the royal palace and sent out advertisements describing me and my tricks. I was shown 10 times a day, to the wonder of many people. In a few weeks, the tiring tricks I was forced to do every day made a large change in my health. The more money my master made for me, the greedier he became. I became very weak. The farmer observed it and, concluding I would soon die, decided to sell me to make as much money for me as he could. While he was thinking about this, a messenger came from the royal palace, commanding my master to take me there immediately to entertain the queen. She had heard reports about my wonderful appearance and the tricks I did. The queen was extremely delighted by me. She held out her little finger to me, which I held in both my arms. She asked me some general questions about my country and my travels, which I answered as clearly as I could. She asked me if I would like to live in the palace, and of course I said yes. She then asked my master if he was willing to sell me. He, who believed that I was so sick that I could not live another month, was willing to sell me and demanded 1,000 pieces of gold, which were immediately given to him. I begged the queen that Glumdalclitch, who had always treated me with so much care and kindness, could be allowed to live in the palace too, to continue to be my nurse and teacher. The queen agreed, and the girl was very excited. The farmer left, saying goodbye to me. I didn't answer him, but only bowed coldly. The queen observed my coldness, and when the farmer was gone, asked me the reason. I told her that the only thing I could thank the man for was not killing me immediately when he had found me in the field, for he had made money by treating me like an animal, and I had become very ill by having to continually entertain crowds every hour of the day. But I told the queen that I no longer felt afraid of bad treatment now that I was under her protection. I was already beginning to feel much better now that I was with her.